Hey, brother.
Amen. Yeah. Okay, Pastor Frederick. Frederick is, I know you know him.
Yeah, Frederick is the brother we saw on Skype last time.
Bishop Frederick, Bishop Frederick is going to be to play a big role as well in our organization, especially in coordinating the events with the brothers up here, and also to be speaking, like he has been working to bring that, to bring the donation from different from our churches with Joseph. They have been working hand in hand, and you know, I thank God that people are responding. Oh, so
yes, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you,
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah. Amina.
Amina, Amina. Yes. Lord.
Yes. So Brother Ben.
Oh, Brother Ben. How are you, Brother Ben?
We have four Johnnies around.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. So.
Hey, brothers.
Of my ass.
Brother John, how are you doing?
Yes.
You don't have the other John here. He's
That's another John. Hello,
brother.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Another John.
Hello.
Yes. There were four. Remaining with one.
Okay.
John.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, brother. Bless you.
Hallelujah. So Amen. Let me move ahead. We have Steve, Brother Steve.
Hey, Brother Steve. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me see it again, Brother Steve. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, Brother Steve is going on well. He has had his family, you know, they are working on a certain project to be independent with this life of daily struggle. So they are figuring in the farming, and I'm happy that where they are. He has been saying that they have spent around $400. So the project stands for $600. I was telling him that I will, at the end month, I may stand with him with $100. That's not that. Okay. I will stand with him so that he can realize his dream.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
We will see what we can contribute. John is away, but he will be back in a week or so. So, what time you need the project, the money for the project?
Okay, Steve, what time do you need? Because you are here to answer the question right here. Brother Emmanuel is asking you.
Okay,
he's saying at 20th of this month.
Oh, 20th this month. We might be able to catch up. I think John will be back in about, we at least can contribute to you $100. I want to add to that because the reason, let me explain a little bit. The Lord told me about your needs in my private time. It told me your desire. You expressed that openly before, but it really put in my heart, in my spirit to know. Yes. Your desire to be able to set apart, dedicate your time for prayer and meditation, and to hear revelation from the Lord, which is a very honorable thing, but it's abnormal in the lifestyle, you know, today in the society or in ways we're doing ministry today. But I want you to be comforted and encouraged to see.
Hallelujah.
God honor your desires. He may know your desires. He will fulfill it. And we glad, brother, to lend a hand to you. We can't be part of every help to every needs locally, but yours is a very special case that God want you to be the vessel that are able to hear him, to hear him in the chamber, to bring the spiritual treasure to enrich his body. In that regard, I will be open with this discussion. Normally, I don't talk like this, you know, my private thoughts about the people, but just to encourage you that God knows your needs, and eventually, you know, we hope this project will be a blessing to your family, for sure, but eventually, I pray, as with the help of father, brothers, sisters around, I discuss a little bit detail, I think, in detail with Moses. So it will be a financial income for us as a body that able to support, you know, certain ministers the Lord wants to set apart for special purposes, sometimes for teaching, sometimes for meditation, sometimes, for prayer. So that's kind of lifestyle, which is very abnormal in today's society. Everybody busy, everybody has to be identified with a role to be productive in certain ways, you know. But we want you to be encouraged that your spiritual effort in the Lord are most productive in our eyes. And we know it.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. I don't know what to explain. I hope I explained, you know, my understanding a little bit. So, just want you to be encouraged. That's all.
Yes. So, brother, thank you so much. The brothers here have worked hard. In fact, he's saying that the entire team here worked hard to provide for them $300 and when I was away. So that's a good cooperation, and we give God glory that he does things in his own way. And my brothers, thank you so much for working out.
Thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, amen. Brother Emmanuel.
Yeah.
I can see. Can you talk to our contractor? He's right here.
Oh.
He has the best right here. So.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes. Hey, brother. What's your name?
Amen.
Yes, his name is Bennett.
Bennett, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes. Well,
thank you for helping us. I'm not sure the contest, your relationship with us here, with Moses, those folks. But thank you for taking on the project. And we want to bless you. We want to, you know, to thank you for the effort. And hallelujah, hallelujah. We look forward.
Amen.
We look forward to it.
What's new? Yes. I can see this. They have handed over the paper right here with me.
Oh,
so
great.
I will have time to go through it, but if you can allow me, brother, to read for you, and then I will send it later. It's okay if it will be proper for me to write the email. That will be also good for you.
Sure, let's discuss that in another time. So,
correct.
And, you know, in particular matters, we might able to more communicate. I want to get involved with John as well in those discussions. So,
yes,
John here. So.
Yes, it makes sense.
Okay. Sorry.
So, Brother Bernard, this is the fellowship. If you continue to be here, that's okay. But if you feel you can go as well, you have our blessings.
Thank you.
Yes, bless you, brother. We thank you. You know,
yes.
I might leave there the thing you will build. So I'm curious about what is going to happen. So I'm joking, okay? Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's move ahead with the introduction.
Yes.
Brother Joseph, can you say hello?
Buenas viewers.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, brother. Yes.
Okay, let me bring William. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Let me tell you a story. Yeah. Moses, when he came here, every night then he going to speak like William, you know. Hallelujah, he said. He tell us about your story, brother. We are very encouraged to hear the word God in your life. What a testimony.
Brother has been on revival for many years, and God is using him through this fellowship. He has our blessings.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Yeah, he's a good brother. So let me bring the sisters of Sister Janet. Sister Lillian.
Mm.
Sister Gladys.
Oh, wow.
Hello, brother.
Hello, sister. How are you?
Okay, Unaendeleaje. She says she's fine, she's okay in the Lord. Mm. She just wants to, she has missed you, brothers, and she has missed me as well. So, this is our time to be on fellowship, since the time I arrived. So,
hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. So, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So, we will go to Sister Gladys.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hi, sister.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Okay. We are moving ahead. Sister, please, Forrest, come really quick.
Hello.
Hello. Amen. Amen.
Hello, sister.
Yes.
Amen. Good to hear you. Good to hear you.
Yes. Yes. Do you remember, Brother Emmanuel, the time you are praying, you really dealt with some powers, traditions. You know, this sister has been a great instrument, this a great move of God. Mm. But she reached a time whereby she went low because of her economic situation, and you know, she didn't know how things are going to go.
Yeah.
But the time I arrived, I encouraged her. I told her, "All is not; it's not the end of the road. When you return to the Lord, God will use you. God will stand with you. God will remember you. God will forgive you."
Mm. Hallelujah!
So it has been so tremendous to have her, and I'm happy that she realized, we know where the challenge was coming from, and right now she's very strong.
Thank you, Father. Let me pray for her.
Amen.
If that is okay. Let me give me a little bit of time. One, 2 minutes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Lord, those you love, you discipline. And when your discipline comes, we see your goodness. Your word says the goodness of God leads to repentance, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Godly sorrow always produces righteous fruits in our heart, in our lives, Lord. Expose the works of the enemy. Expose the hindrance in our heart. It's a joyful work, Lord. So joyful, it's like you cleanse the inside of the vessel so the pure holy things of your substance can pull in, Lord. So I pray, your sister, that the spirit of fear and concern for future, Lord, will be addressed by you with your word, comfort, a word of promise.
Hallelujah.
That when we seek first your kingdom and the righteousness thereof, our life will be well taken care of by you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as you continue to labor with her, to a place she can trust you in everything, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Continue to work in her the righteous and precise expectations of life, Lord, so that your will be a joy and be her happy obedience, Lord, into the assignment of life. Lord, I ask you, do miracles in her life for provision, so that burden, that fear can be proved, being one lady, Lord. And your kingdom provision, the trust in you, the reward of you for those who are faithful and trust in you, Lord, will be proved to come with your power, Lord, with your attention. In this way, we bless her. We ask you to restore her spiritual gifts, the prophetic gift to you so generously and joyfully give to her, Lord. Stir it up more, Lord, throughout her. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Bless you, sister. Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Go ahead.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
So, Brother Emmanuel, I think from there we only have two brothers here whom we have not yet introduced to you. This is Brother Sylvanus and Brother Wenceslas.
Oh, hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Welcome, yes. Brothers.
Yes. So, Brother Sylvanus, please say hello.
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 Yes, let me welcome Brother Wenceslas.
Hello.
Hello, brother.
Yeah, I hope you remember, Brother Wenceslas, when I was with you, he's the one who prayed when we were here, when we were there.
Oh, okay. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, hallelujah. So I'm happy that brothers and sisters are here, and I gave them the letter you sent to them, uh-huh. And I delivered your letter to the governor. He's very grateful. Oh, he might be in our meeting in the next coming Saturday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, in fact, we will be doing the Skype ride on his chamber in Bungoma. Right. That's a special occasion it's a special area for the people who are special as well. So we are grateful to God that He can give us that honor of being in such a position. We are just men, but God is helping us to be part of what God is doing in the county. Okay, Brother Emmanuel, I want to salute you on. I want to say thank you. I saw that your letter in regard to water resources of the people who are working with the American government.
Yeah, that's just information passed on by by Tim to me, but it's a brochure thing, it's a presentation. I don't think it, relate to secret things for their company. They have patents, stuff like that. Tim also sent some documents along those lines. But evidently, it's a wonderful presentation of the kind of technology that Tim and others evidently are working with. Tim, why not you give us some background that I send that document to Moses for his review, so.
Yeah, that's just a water technology that this company has patented, and they've gotten some government patents here as well. And they've actually got contracts with the U.S. military, but that aside, the primary work of the technology is to produce clean water. And the way that it works is it actually takes water molecules out of the air, filters it, and then puts it into containers so that it can be used. So they have large commercial scale systems for big production of water, and then they also have smaller systems that take it and put it right into bags that can be carried around like water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you know, the county government here will be very grateful to to welcome you guys right here, and even us, like, as a community, we will be like here. People serve a lot, Brother Emmanuel. You know, I told you that that we have that water that brings malaria, that brings typhoid as well.
Yeah.
So it would be important to look on all that, if the whenever possible way, if that can be a blessing to this region. I know that, and in God's time, things can move forward.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We look forward for those things to unfold with the right people, with the right relationship, with the right resources. For now, you know, we're just on the shelf, ready for God to pull out and make it happen. So we are in prayer with that. Tim,
yeah.
Tim
so
is on the shelf for many years or so. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Brothers, sisters.
Also, Emmanuel, we your report will come out tomorrow in the afternoon from the attorney who has been working towards the report, towards the issue I shared with them.
Okay.
So tomorrow in the afternoon, he told me that I'll be calling me. So hopefully things are wonderful right here.
Yes, keep that in prayer, brother. Thank you for everything. Thank you.
And the brothers here are praying deeply, are praying seriously, and to see that happen. And we are all in God's presence and trusting God, petitioning God, and things are moving. As you can see, recently, the Prime Minister of Israel was in the United States.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have been following all that.
I did,
but,
actually.
These are the end time. You know, these are signs for the end time.
Yes.
Mm. And you can imagine how God uses people like Netanyahu and, you know, speaking such a bold words. We have been following too. So these are the times, these are end time. Age, and we must understand that God is not, you know, is not using people based on the old nature.
Hallelujah.
But he has created the new nature.
Yes.
In a new environment.
Hallelujah.
For his own purpose and for his own will. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, I agree with you, brother. Yes.
So, brothers, allow me to pray.
Yes.
Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. I thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. The day you created for the foundation, the day you knew before us, Lord. And we are here for your purpose. We are here for your will. And I pray for every brother, for every sister right here, that your will be done. Your will shall be done in our lives, and you'll have your way in every need and in every direction we take as ministers of the gospel.
Yes,
I thank you, Lord, that when I was away, I saw your grace. I felt your greatness in you. And even the brothers right in the U.S., Lord, thank you, Father, for their love towards me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the provision. Thank you, Father, for the care. I stand here to bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless America.
Yes,
bless your servants, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless Brother Emmanuel.
Thank you, Lord.
This is your servant, Lord. We bless him today. We declare the blessing in his life, Lord, that he will move in your greatness. He will move. He will see the abundance of your glory.
Thank you, sir.
That he will never be limited in you.
Mm.
You always work with him, Lord.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord, for Brother Tim.
Yes,
this is a great family you have chosen.
Yes,
to be vessels of honor in your house.
Amen.
To declare the oracle of the kingdom.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bless this family, Lord. That, Lord, they trust in you. You know them. You know the desire of the heart. You know the expectations. You know what should be done. And you said, Father, that you have opened the door, and no one can shut that door. I know the work will be there. Prosper their work. Prosper the technology. Prosper the business. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We agree with you, Lord, for Brother John. That is a blessed man in the house. We give you glory. That you give, you always give blessings. And he's blessing you.
Yes, Lord.
John and the family, they are blessing you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We bless your name today. We give you glory today, even as he's doing the business, Lord. Let your mighty favor be upon his life. Let the ways of the family be opened. Let the glory come. Let the roads of the highway release the blessings from you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, that you are able to do. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
See your glory, Lord, for Brother Brad. That is a blessed man in you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
He will continue to excel. He will continue to see your glory. In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
And all the brothers with them. Even Wesley, Lord, we bless you, Lord. We bless him right now. Brother Dan is blessed in Jesus' name. Bless his family.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, we give you glory as a family in Africa. As a family in Bungoma, that our needs shall be met in you.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name. Father, receive your glory. Even as we move ahead with this meeting, Lord, your glory will continue to be with us. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here we go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Okay, my brother Emmanuel.
Yes.
I think today I was reading Psalms. Psalms 19. You can read for us right there. You are always a good reader.
Hallelujah. Tim,
amen,
is a better reader than me, so we're going to have Tim.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Psalm 19?
Yes.
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands.
Hallelujah.
Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth.
Hallelujah.
To the ends of the earth. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All of the Lord. I am in the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making lives simple. The precepts of the Lord are right.
Hallelujah.
Giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. Fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb.
Oh, bless you.
By them, your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults.
Yes, Lord.
Keep your servant also from willful sins.
Yes, Lord. Help us.
May they not rule over me.
Yes.
Then will I be blameless.
Hallelujah.
Innocent of great transgression.
Oh, Lord. Manania.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you that your word will give us the wisdom. We'll have the insight of the word we have just read, and we will all see the seal of your heart and the plan of man in your heart, Lord. This is precious to know that, Father, your kingdom is in our lives, and your precious seal is right with us. We give you glory, Father.
Tear the palm, Manaya.
The mind of Christ. The mind of Christ in our lives.
Help us.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. This is, has been a very strong word to me. I just felt that we will all be blessed. And, you know, especially at this time, the time we need the Father, the time we need Him more than anything else, the time we need His glory, the time we need His deliverance, the time we need His forgiveness, the time we need His blessings.
Yes.
So, my brothers, as for me, I'm humbled for the word, and I pray to the Father continually. Be with me and my family.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Continually, yes. All the days of my life, continually stand with me, my brothers.
Thank you.
What I've learned is sometimes we go weary. We need His strength. We need His healing. We need His upliftment.
Yes, yes, Lord.
That's really a good thing. As Brother Emmanuel has been saying, sometimes we are weak because of our own sin. But when we are corrected in the Lord,
yes,
we have to rejoice in Him.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Brother Emmanuel, I think this is the best time for you to take over.
Okay.
Yes.
Turn with me to Psalm 19:4. I'm going to speak something. This is thoughts came to me. Feel proper to just share. So, but this is a thought.
Psalms 94.
Then I'm going to read the Psalm.
Yes,
Psalms 94. You know, this part often is not necessarily openly or sincerely or even wisely. I use the word wisely, not quote, but with God's wisdom means and counsel to discuss the personal sins, why God set us apart. We see especially true being in the right context. I mean, it can be in a congregation where sin and the forgiveness is always the major topic, you know. And we become a legalistic, you know. So either in a way, religious, you know, judgmental, fearful. And the other time is the other tendency extreme is refuse to allow God dealing with our human sensual nature, with it, the work of Jesus' death in the Bible called repentance. I think we talk about this topic. The work that leads to death. In other words, the deed or the act that results because of sinful nature is expressed in our choices of life, ways of life, especially relationships in life that lead to death. Is that not true? The same in eternity of the world, so with it, destroy the righteous relationship with God and with man, as with his creation. Then eventually what happened? Corruption and death rule the world. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. This is natural. This is a very common theme in the Bible. It's openly stated, it's all the spirits of this world which under the rule of the devil works. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How evil works to its proper result, which is the death of those precious things that God granted with a promise for glory and the everlasting joy. Am I right? Hallelujah. Fulfillment.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This is how it works.
Amen.
So this work of death, this wisdom that leads to death, a life internal, is void because this power exerted in human lives. Am I right? Then with it,
amen,
the whole world. When Adam sinned, the first Adam sinned, then sin and death entered the world. And sin cannot have its power if something is not sinned. Does it incur the result of death? No, impossible. Because that's not righteous in God's sight. God never designed that. But something, if it is sinned, the result is what? Paul said, if something sinned, the result is death. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
On the other part, he said, all men, except Christ Jesus, have sinned. Hallelujah. He said, no one is righteous in the sight. Yet that's not the demise of a human being. That's why we turn to the gospel, said, oh, blessed be the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb that was slain for the forgiveness of our sins. So we have a sure hope. Because we are forgiven now, we can learn to live. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can learn to live. But the dealing away of the sinful nature, the work of death to the old self, is a what? Is a work that designed by God as a holy process of the illumination of our heart and mind with the wisdom of God, with the teaching of the Lord. That's meant to be actually the seasoned discipleship. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
The work with it in this context, then speaking about the renewal of the mind through the teaching the living word of God as a work of sanctification. For this living word will wash you as a bride to be clean. Am I right? Become
yes,
blameless. Am I right? Hallelujah, pure.
Amen.
Yes. How it be so? It's the washing, the baptism of water. Baptism of water is what? It's a token. It's a symbol of the discipleship that in the context of Christ Jesus, am I right? His ministry, am I right? His teachings.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It was never meant to
be
merely a man's thing, merely a school of a man's soul thing. Am I right? Hallelujah. How we even interpret the scriptures, understand the revelations. No, it's meant to be a holy process in the house of the Lord with a heavenly order and ordinances. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
So is that we are, Paul said, we are sheep led to what? To the slaughter. You see? Hallelujah. We're actually going to talk about, continue with the topic of the seal of our life through the blood of Jesus Christ as a Passover. Passover what? Pass over the power of death. Am I right? Hallelujah. Pass over
yes,
the power of death. Enter into the promises of God. but you passed over death, is that means instantly you are entitled to receive the full benefits of promises? The story of the Israelites clearly give us example. Am I right? That's God ordained ways to illustrate how we as a spiritual people or individuals are to possess inheritance that are promised to us when we receive Christ Jesus. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Anyway,
no.
Amen.
No. From the time Passover to the time to be a permanent resident in the house of the Lord, that's a long journey. It's meant to be a long journey because of dealing away the mindset of slavery, which even the right of sonship is given, of the firstborn is given, the promise is granted, still need to work it out. So much so that God ordained for the whole generation of Israelites for 40 years in the desert, what? They died, am I right? Except two.
Amen.
Except two. My brothers and sisters, many are called for you what? A chosen. You see,
a chosen.
There is a higher discipline here God meant to emphasize through this process, am I right? Through this story, to speaking to us, the attainment of a sonship is a very unique thing. It's a very unique thing. It's more than the attitude of the heart of man need to be changed. It's also needed that the agreement with his plans, the purpose, the honor that due his holiness through his holinesses, am I right? In his priesthood, in his service, am I right? In his dwelling place.
Amen.
Need to become the charge, the highest desire, and the true fulfillment of our pursuit of life. I'm sorry, I'm speaking like a preaching. But you hear my point in this, am I right? Hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this, we can't receive this with the mindset of a sinner. Hallelujah, hallelujah, as much as I
have
dealt with. We have to approach it with the mindset, I'm the rightful heir in Christ Jesus. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Of the promises that are given to him, now is granted to me. Because Christ has opened the way to the full restoration of the promises of God for man unto me, because I'm a common son, because I have faith in Christ. Am I right? Hallelujah. This is when
Paul
in Romans said, am I right? The book Romans in 8th chapter, 7th chapter, speaking of the dealing with the sinful nature, the struggle under sin. Am I right? The power of sin. Am I right? Then reverse
this.
When the gospel is firm and plant in his heart, elimination comes. What happened? He said, oh, Abba, Father. The spirit of sonship gave me freedom to approach the things God ordained for me when I learned to live in a spiritual life. Am I right? Be conformed into the life pattern in Christ Jesus. Now, what he said, then he said, if you believe in your heart, in this context, am I right? The living sacrifice, am I right? If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, it's not a simple verse to be recited when we try to evangelize people. Am I right? He's speaking about with his essence this gospel, this life that is restored to us in full through Christ Jesus, the gospel. Am I right? Hallelujah. Speaking about the sonship.
Yes.
You don't confess to become a follower of Christ Jesus or the good Christian. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. You don't confess to be a man saved by sin, merely purged away from sin because Christ saved the world. Am I right? That's true.
Amen.
That's true. That nobody denied that. Listen, nobody wanted to deny that. But that's only the starting place. No other, like in the history of Israelites, it's just delivered from the Egyptians. Am I right? I'm sorry, Egypt.
Amen.
Am I right? Through the Passover, the Red Sea. But did he get the land in the end? Oh my God, far away from it. Am I right? There's a long way to go.
Yes.
Did they have the promise of the temple on the mount? Zion. Oh my God, that's down the road. Am I right? Many generations down the road. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Until Solomon. Amen. You see, each one, the process, is a victory for God's people. is a progress of God's work. It's a glorious and mighty works of God. Am I the act of God?
Amen.
No man can do it. God did it for his people. But it's only a signpost. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
So amen.
I want to give this topic, if I can, to I hope it will finish one session. Everybody might drag along a little bit. Is from Passover to Tabernacle. Hallelujah. What I say?
Amen.
From Passover to Tabernacle. It's a glorious journey made by God for the holy people when they are delivered from the power of death.
Yes.
When they become a holy people. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Meant that's a journey for sonship. Hallelujah. You hear me?
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You can't be slaves to enter this assumption, am I right? In this journey, because Lord, in the middle of it, God is through designed another Passover, that is Passover Jordan, am I right? And that Passover,
yes.
God said, you need to circumcise yourself again, you know, as a new generation in replacement of the generation that missed my point, am I right? Missed my calling, my purpose. What the word sin means, brothers, what the word sin really means. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Offer an unclean sacrifice. That's important. The priest will crush you. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
No, it's not merely that. It's missing the serious mark God intended to convey through his ordinances. That is, you are my son. I want you to be my son. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
See this? See this? We call God. There's a reason Paul speaking in the early days, I think I shared with some brothers and sisters, said, rather turn with me. Hallelujah, I'm not sure.
Amen.
In Romans, the book, for example, in many opening of his epistles, Paul, with the call on the name of the Lord, and in that fashion, he will pray for people. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That is, he is in the name of the Lord, in representation of God. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will do two things. Am I right? Hallelujah.
He will
speak what? In, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
In two things. You see, hallelujah. Turn with me in one.
Amen.
To Romans 1. Hallelujah. I was just reading with you to see this. One. In 7, the land of Paul said, grace, peace to you from what? God, our Father. And from Lord Jesus Christ. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's Romans. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes. Kiyana palana shanda, palana iya, palana iya. See it again in 1 Corinthians now. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Together with, in two words in the latter part, together with all those everywhere who call what? On the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The calling on the name of the Lord in the Old Testament, you have to understand where Paul came from. He was a Pharisee. He was a Pharisee, am I right? He was a disciple of Hillel. So he was learning all this stuff. So when talking about the calling on the name of the Lord, it meant something for him. Am I right?
Besides,
it's not in today's Christian context, evidently. His context came back to the early days. Whole man began to call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Always to do with the
Lord.
Always to do with the sacrifice. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
You remember that? Hallelujah. Adam called on the name of the Lord. Seth called on the name of the Lord. Noah called on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After
Cain
died, the third son came. What is the third son? Righteous Abel died. What happened? Sorry.
Oh, it was Seth.
That's exactly. And from that time on, man learned what? Call on the name of the Lord. So when he's thinking this light, he is having Christ as a high priest. Am I right? Have the holy sacrifice set up. And he remembered he is a minister on the altar for God, around the altar of God. Am I right? Hallelujah. Are we clear with this? Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Because that's his contest. Always his contest. In three, however, peace, grace, peace to you from what? The same thing. God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. So there are two names. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Two portions. Am I right? Hallelujah. Two representations.
Glory.
Some teach baptize in one name. Christ Jesus said it all. No. That's totally mistaken. I'm not trying to refute anybody's processing all the ritualistic ways. They literally miss the whole point of sonship. Because a minister for the gospel is representing double portion. What's a double portion? The true church meant to receive the double portion. MRI, Isaiah 51. And upon this rock, the Lord said to Peter, MRI, the rock meant, the very word rock in Hebrew meant Father and Son. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You hear me?
Yes.
Father, Son. The very word meant Father and Son. Hallelujah. Meant.
Amen.
Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Do you hear me?
Alpha Amen.
And Omega. So upon this rock, what rock? He said, before that day, no man except Christ Jesus had received a certain revelation. Turn with me to Matthew. Hallelujah. This is some point I want to make. I hope it will be a light to our understanding. Hallelujah. Some would say,
Amen.
What that means. Let me pose there. Turn with me to Psalm 19. Hallelujah again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's see the latter part. Eight words. The commands of the Lord, our translation. I'm not sure other translation there, you have it. The word command translation here is a mistranslation. At least it's a confused translation. Okay? The word meant teaching. To expose, expound on something. MRI, to bring to light
Amen.
To something. MRI, hallelujah, means the teaching of the Lord. Our are radiant. They are light, darkness. So who is teaching the context of the old law? The priesthood. Am I right? Teaching the people of God's law.
Amen.
Am I right? You see that? Hallelujah. I'll try to introduce
yes.
something to you, okay? So the teaching of the Lord are radiant. Why? It's like the light in the heavens. The morning star. Then the morning sun. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, man.
Yes. Second is like the light come out of the house of the Lord. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The lampstand. Am I right? Hallelujah. The glory in the inner. The holy holies. Am I right? The glory was the light. Am I right? Hallelujah. See?
Amen.
The coming out. Let me give you a further revelation. Turn with me to Deuteronomy. I'm not sure Deuteronomy. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Ishi talanamanaya. Palanaya. Italana balanaya. Somewhere in either Deuteronomy numbers, I think. It's number 8, maybe. Come with me. Yes, here, number 6. So talking to the Nazarites. After the talking to the Nazarites. A thing very interesting. The Lord began to speak to Moses. Now, Nazarites, if you study it, is a token of a sonship. It's a token of priesthood available to anyone, not by natural blood, that is Levites, am I right? A priesthood.
Amen.
But because they believe God calling the Lord, everybody can be a priest for the Lord. Can you believe that? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
So it was never a rigid requirement according to rituals. MRI ordained here so much so that you can cut hair, you can drink your wine. MRI. But it was a token, the true devotion to God. To set apart holiness unto God. MRI. That is
Amen.
Required by God to enter the full blessing of a sonship. Or priesthood. Am I right? With sonship, you can separate them from a real priesthood. Okay? Priests has to be sons, and if a son's God, you're meant to go about the Father's business, what happened? You become the priest on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's that simple. I hope I've tried to make some overarching statement, but to simplify the context, in a sense. Bring out the context, our discussion. I'm making sense in this, brother, sister. You agree with
Amen.
Me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
This is like a 1+1 in the ways of the Bible. Am I in the presence of the Lord's Lord? But there's much to discuss about it. Today I'll share with you. Now, when the light, how the light come out of the inner temple, in the chambers of God. How the light come out in the old tabernacle, how the light come out? It come out through the teaching of the priests. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
So much so that Moses, when he come down from the mountain Sinai, what happened to his face? His face was full, glowing with light. Am I right? Hallelujah. Glowing with glory. Now, this Moses, God here gave a special designation. And he said this in 22, in 6th chapter of Numbers. Numbers, book 22. Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron, now Moses is acting in God's behalf. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
In God's name. Hallelujah. He is God yes. unto Aaron. Am I right? He's God to Pharaoh. Yes. Am I right? So
yes.
God is fulfilling something here. Said, you act in my behalf, on my behalf. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they don't want to see me. So I had to hide myself from them. Now you go for me. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell Aaron and his sons. This is not his brothers here. Speaking about the Levitical priesthood. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell the priests that is set apart for the service that I give to you under this covenant. This is how you are, this is how you need to initiate, and in what capacity you are to minister. Am I right? Hallelujah. This ministry.
Glory.
This is how you are to bless the Israelites. Who is you here? Hallelujah. Aaron.
Yeah.
And his sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Forerunner of whom? Of Christ and his brothers. Am I right? Hallelujah. And his sons,
yes.
rather. Am I right? He's an eternal father.
Amen.
Remember that? The government will be on his shoulders. Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory.
We are born of Christ. Aren't you born of Christ? Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes.
Become a son, a lineage of sons. Now this is how you minister. So here we go. There is a side as the sons receive the promise. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Glory.
For your own benefit, yes, and for the benefit of everybody related to you, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But here speaking about a transaction beyond personal benefit. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are set apart now. You are set apart now. Not because you are to become clean or pure or holy, am I right? Merely holy, am I right?
Yeah,
personal holiness, personal piousness, personal godliness, am I right? Hallelujah. Yeah, this is set apart, has nothing to do with you, in a sense. You're just a perfect vessel to be choose, am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because in this son, there are four sons Pharaoh will choose, am I right? Will choose, am I right? Hallelujah.
Glory. Amen.
And two of them was foolish, am I right? God has to punish them, am I right, with death, when they served with unbecoming manners. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then Eliab and the others became the representation, am I right, of this priesthood after Aaron. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
That makes sense. Now, here's a transaction happened, is that the sons become priests. They begin to go about what? The father's business. You see, the sons become servants. In the beginning to receive the service from servants, am I right? In order to receive the full benefit of being sons, am I right? Now,
Amen.
They set that aside. They said, let us serve your interest to go about your business, Father. That's actually their true inheritance. Now, however, how you go about it, that's the key. Hallelujah. You can't go about it.
And then,
you can't go about it as sinners, you know? Am I right? You go about it as a holy people of God, holy priest of God, the royal priest of God. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. God deal with your sins. Yes. God made provision your sins. Yes. Christ included all that. But there's much more, you see.
Amen.
Much more. Hallelujah.
And
that is a word the church stuck. Hallelujah. Sorry.
Sorry.
We want to be in go about the mouth of business, but always about gifts, about services in a certain way. But it's always missing the real inheritance, the real context of a sonship and priesthood. I don't know how to explain this. It means the teachings of discipleship, because it's not embraced in this context, they can't go about it. They may prophesy, they may help, you know, they will serve the poor. I'm not disregard that, you know, I'm dishonor anything. I'm speaking about a representation. The portion you're supposed to have in God is missing. The fullness is missing. Am I right? Hallelujah. I'm making
Amen.
Sense to you, brothers, sisters. I hope we're not being arrogant with this. We come to God's ordinances, God's precepts, God's order in the beginning. Hallelujah. Here we go.
Amen.
With Moses, it said, tell Aaron his sons. That is in number 6. This is a whole. Hallelujah. This is a whole. Am I right?
Amen.
You are to bless Israel. The word blessing is means in the stead of God to show favor to people. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless. How you can bless anybody without God? Hallelujah. And God said, if you came and you ordained or set apart to minister my blessings to the people, this is how you go about it. How you go about it? Teaching them my ways. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Amen.
Teaching them my ways. That's how you go about it. So, the ministry of priesthood is what? Is a ministry of the wisdom of God. That's the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got me? Hallelujah. God give visible glory. Give amazing manifestations. You know, he consumed the sacrifice and altar with the fire. Am I right? Come down from heaven. The glory fill the whole temple. But that's for the moment. There's a perpetual, there's a daily mission. That he said, my priests, my sons, go for it in my name. Am I right? Bless the people.
Amen.
Bless the people. I will draw all men to this place so they can be taught me. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. When this is missing, we have many pitiful arguments. Many pitiful expectations. Am I right? Sorry. Many people, many pitiful imaginations, shattered ways of going about God's business. And we miss the mark. What I said, we're missing the mark. We have the will over God's purposes. And in this place, there's no natural nationality, even we are assigned to a location. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's
Amen.
No race. Even we miss being skinned, you know, put on the skin white, yellow, black. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
No male, no female. How so? Because it is so. It's ordained. It's in the beginning. And it's going to be in the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is the work of God. That will sum up and measure everything according to this standard. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will build
Amen.
Everything. upon this rock, upon this standard, am I right? Using this measurement. So here we go. This is how you are to bless or show favor of God to the Israelites. Say to them, hallelujah. Who said
that? Amen.
The priest, am I right? Hallelujah. Set apart.
Yes.
For the special service, am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Listen, if I'm set apart, imagine I'm a, let me see. Okay. I'm set apart to be a governor. Okay? Just a quick example. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. I didn't learn economics. You know, I didn't learn engineering. Or I may, one day maybe stumbled or even did something wrong, you know, in a certain way. Not necessarily honorable or good or righteous, even sin, wicked things. But I have done everything right as office and representation of the government. Governor, am I right? In that capacity.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not
Amen.
Saying that I endorse immorality or whatever, unrighteousness. Oh, shame on me if I don't recognize I need to be corrected in that. Am I right? To modify
yes.
myself. But I have done everything that what is required for the governor. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not, I'm the I mean, is I supposed to rank it among the good governors? Am I right? The good governors. Am I right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The good shepherd of people. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Now, another picture, let's see it. I am a very charitable person. I know all the knowledge. I have a doctor in economics. I'm the number one engineer in the land. But when it comes to government, the office of governing, that is assigned to me as a governor. Am I right? I done
yes.
everything almost like out of the sink, out of, you know, just not in good wisdom, you know, not producing a good result. It's a mess, in a sense. What happened? This good man, he can't go in. I'm making sense, am I right?
Yes.
What happened? Should we see he's a good governor? Hallelujah, got me? Should we
be
a good governor? No, he's a bad governor. He's a good man, but he's a bad governor. We can see that very clearly, am I right? You know how religious we are. We lost common sense in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, brothers and sisters. I hope I speak plainly to you, to invite you, into the greater portions of the Lord. They are simple things. They're not profound things. But definitely require the casting away of the old mindset, which is rigid, sometimes totally invalid in the Lord. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Today, in many circles, they said, hey, David, you sinned that. You didn't make up with that. You know, David, you are no king at all. Hallelujah. You understand my point? That's today's Christianity. Most time we subscribe to and we think it's norm. No, this is not norm. Give me a break. There is a higher ways of God in raising up purposes, raising up new servants, am I right? New grace in this. I will tell you, God will correct the sin. God need to correct the sin. God never leave David alone with the personal sin. But we need to understand there is a higher entrustment, there is a higher engagement God through his servants, David, am I right? Here with Moses,
yes.
Here with Aaron, the sons, that need to be actualized through a people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are we that people? I tell you, we are that people. We are called to be that people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes.
Yes.
And in order to be that people, the old mindset has to be cast away. Hallelujah. Are we endorse a sin?
Amen.
God forgive us if we don't do that, am I right? Only say
yes.
There is a will over the mind. has to take away. There is an old wineskin has to burst. MRI, hallelujah, cast away. MRI, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. There is a new light.
Yes, Lord.
Has to shine forth. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
That doesn't mean we are dark or blind or whatever, you know. We may so. When the light is not in the room, I don't care how clear eyed you are. You can't see anything. MRI, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. There's a promise.
You know, amen.
You can see, you're blind. You know, you have a will in your eyes. You need to deal with that. Even there is light, you can't see anything. But imagine there's no light at all. You have the wonderful eyes. You miss nothing in terms of perception. But there's no light in the room. What happened? Can you see anything? Aren't you going to stumble? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. So us speaking here actually is very applicable to our spiritual life. One is the work of God concerning dealing with our own perceptions. Am I right? The blinders.
Yes.
The veil we put on. Our own understandings. Need repentance. Need to work out. Need to be changed. Need to cast aside. Need to improve. Need to be renewed. All those words. Speaking about it, but it's a context is that God wants to perfect you as his perfect vessel. You can perceive and understand, am right, his ways, am right, hallelujah,
okay.
Receive teachings. On the other, this bigger side, we oftentimes we're missing it. That one is a light you can't produce yourself. As the Lord said, it's his fellowship. Hallelujah, his ministry. So he's
always
given to us. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
You see that, brothers and sisters? Yes, you see that.
Am I right?
Yes. That's why Jesus speak to Nicodemus and said, if you're born again, what? Hallelujah. You can see the kingdom of God. Am I right? Hallelujah. You know, I'm here. I'm teaching you. I'm the light. You got to be born again to change your perception. At the same time, when you see, the more you see, the more you will enter. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you entered, you move about, practice it. What happened? The more you receive. Am I right? The more you have, the more you receive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He was talking about a very natural outflowing of reality. Am I right? Or an engagement with spiritual reality. We think it's about certain ways of teaching, doing ministries, you know, doing a good sermon. No. In him, it was an invitation to the reality represented. Where he is, you have the light. He said to the disciples very clearly, am I right? If you have me, you have the light. My teaching is a light. That's my point. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Turn with me. Amen. You know?
Amen.
The teaching of the Lord is a light. I will prove to you more. Today I will set it apart to prove to you. So turn with him 19 again. Let's come back to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 8 words, the second part says, the teaching of the Lord are what? Are radiant. Like a sun. Am I right? Like the body of light in the heavens. Am I right? Hallelujah. Giving light to the eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 9 and 8. When Christ came, he was the dawning of the day. Am I right? He bring light to the region of Gentiles where darkness covered over. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And proceeding from that is speaking the house of the Lord, sanctuary of God. Am I right? Do not call this conspiracy as a man would call conspiracy. Now see up this testimony among my disciples. The disciples. Am I right? Hallelujah. But when this is unsealed for my disciples, we are symbols and signs in the heavenly leaves. Hallelujah. They are the light.
Am I right? Amen.
Romans, not Romans. 1 Corinthians 15 said what? They're heavenly bodies. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory. It's different. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The promise to Abraham, God gave to Abraham for his children, is they will be numerous as one, as the stars. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said to disciples, be a light unto the world. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
For you to be a light. Without God's wisdom, without His teaching, you can't have light. That means the same. The light is His wisdom, His teaching. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Father. That's simple like that. But I'll go on with here. Speaking this in the context as a priesthood. Being rightfully assigned with a priestly duty or services. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Honor, equipment, assignment are needed. But the key is a service. Is the teaching of the Lord. Is a light come out into darkness. Am I right? From the house of God.
Yes.
That's a real thing. That's the ultimate purpose. In that, whether in the receiving of it, or in the being used as a vessel or the light unto it. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes. A lampstand, you are. A light unto the world, you are. Either way is for the ultimate purpose that all men in darkness will receive the Lord's light and be changed. Am I right? The glory of the Lord, the knowledge of God,
Amen.
Will like a water cover the sea. Hallelujah. Fill the
Hallelujah.
Whole earth. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, how we do that? How we do that? Herod said, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Oh my God. This is how you do it. He said, basically, am I right? Hallelujah. After you being set apart.
Amen.
According to the ordinances God has for you, for priesthood, am I right? But when you are set apart, now you are initiating to a service, this is how you do it, he said. He said, this is how you bless them. The Lord bless you and keep you. Now the blessing in the Hebrew word means show favor to somebody, am I right? You have found the favor in God's sight. That's a receiver thing, am I right? But those who bring the fear of the Lord. Bring the blessings of the Lord. Am I right? Hallelujah. They will say, blessed are the feet of what? Those who carry the good news. Am I right? Blessed are those who come from the house of the Lord. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because there is a blessing is now flowing. Am I right? Hallelujah. Like water
Amen.
Or wine poured into a pure vessel. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Like a man with a wonderful eyes, now he can see because a light is down in his home. Am I right? Down in his room.
Yay.
Thank you, Father. The people in Galilee in darkness, groaning, prowing. Am I right? Groaning, groaning. Then the Lord comes. How he comes? How he comes? His teaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord.
25 said, the Lord make his face shine upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So bless you and keep you. That's one level. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Now the next thing happened. He make his face shine upon you. Hallelujah. You know what that
Amen.
Means? The face in the ordinance of God is actually when the showbread was presented. What the showbread means, Tim knows this very well. We talk about this, the ordinance of God. The showbread actually means the face of the Lord. So eat that bread from heaven, right? Teaching from heaven, am I right? It's manna from heaven, am I right? Hallelujah. It's actually partaking the light, you see? Partaking the face. Now, interesting enough, what happened to the Passover? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You see? Hallelujah! Let me share something with you. The Passover, there are two things man is to partake. Am I right? Believer to partake. Am I right? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Are you with me? Okay. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Iti tala mana manaya. Thank you, Lord. We pray for the connection, Lord. Hallelujah. Pray for the connections died out.
Hallelujah. Father, we bless you, Father. We thank you that we are able to have this time to spend with Moses and those that are in Africa, Father. Father, we pray that you do open the connection, Father, for the fellowship to continue. Father, for us to continue to fellowship and hear your word and your teachings and your light, Father. Father, we pray and thank you for Moses and all those that are gathered there, Father. We pray that you do bless them, Father, and
thank you, Father,
for their ears to hear, Father, their eyes to see. I thank you. Bless him and his family, Father, and those in Georgetown, Father. And thank you for them, Father.
Yes, Lord. Father,
amen.
Amen. Lord, we do ask that you would restore this. Father, we know for a factual matter that the enemy is very frustrated that this truth and reality would be heard among your people. That there would be any potential that they could actually rise to be who you created them to be. Lord, the enemy has, in some kind of false victory, thought something that did not consider your sovereign will and your glory. Lord, you destined, you ordained that for a season in time, that there would be a blindness and a darkness, even as there was with Israel, among your people. But Lord, you also destined and ordained for there to be a time when again the light would shine. And Lord, this would be the light to outshine all lights because it would be the fulfillment of all your promises. And Lord, we're not making this up. We know that your servants, the apostles, who we have written record of, look forward to these things. They said, this is when it will be. Jesus, you yourself said, these will be the signs of that time. Lord, forgive us and myself for looking at the signs of the time and the things of the world as a means for judgment and destruction. That finally the wickedness of the world would be dealt with. Well, Lord, we know that it will be. But it has to be dealt with according to your righteous standard. And you have said that your righteous standard is your righteous people on the earth. So, Father, raise us up, Lord, and whatever the enemy, this so-called prince of the power of the air, would try to do to disturb our lives in any way, to try to interrupt connection, Lord, your spirit, your truth, is stronger than any connection of the internet or phone or anything. So I pray that even in the disconnect, your spirit would move in power, evidently.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we ask in Jesus' name, because Hallelujah. Far greater, that you would restore this connection in Jesus' name, that you would open the lines back up.
Yes,
and we bless you. Lord, we bless this people with the light of your glory.
Yes, Father.
Lord, have we ever really known what it means for the face of God to shine upon us? Lord, what was it in Moses' day when you said, I won't show you my face? But Lord, your face will shine upon your people.
Yes.
So that they can reflect your glory.
Yes.
You said, I will not let you see my face, but I will pass before you all my goodness. Lord, you promised Abraham that he would, and that his descendants, that his true seed would be a blessing to all the earth. What greater blessing is there than that your people, who are called by your name, be filled with your nature and your character, and the very goodness of God be displayed in creation through your people?
Allah.
So, Lord, let these promises be filled in our lives. Lord, I agree and we confess our sin to you, Lord. Lord, our many things, but Lord, we cling on to and we
claim and proclaim the higher purpose of our God.
Mm. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we know that you condone no sin, no impure thing.
Yes, Lord.
But that you also see the heart.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
So, Lord, we present to you our hearts. And we pray that our heart would be as one with your heart.
Yes.
That our thoughts and our meditations would be as one with your ways and according to your heavenly law.
Yes.
Which is eternal, which is life-giving. Yes. Lord, we know that the law of sin and death produces only those things. Out sin and judges unto death. But Lord Jesus, the law of life, and you are the minister of that covenant, of that law, of the law of love and life, is great. It not only fulfills the law of death and sin, but it overcomes the power of death.
Yes, Father.
Sin.
Hallelujah.
Father.
Hallelujah.
Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
In the earth.
Yes,
Lord, we keep our minds and our hearts sober to all the things and the events of the world. But we know that you are greater than all of them, and we know that your sovereign will is at work in them. So, Lord, we don't try to manipulate what you have not set our hands to. But, Father, what you have set our hands to, I pray, God, that we would be released to work in. And, Lord, you have shown us that we will preach, we will teach, we will come a holy people.
Yes, Lord. Oh, bless you.
Let us be released, Lord. Make provision for it. The doors for it. Seal our hearts for it. Seal our minds for it. Set our lives apart for it. What life are we living? Lord, you know. You know that we are not trying to make an existence on this earth. That we are not trying to survive.
Panania.
Lord, I rebuke the enemy that says we're struggling for survival. Lord, we are enduring the faithful discipleship of our God. What you do is to produce good, and you know exactly what you are producing in us. And we joyfully proclaim them, and give you praise and glory and honor for the great God, the good God, the loving God, the faithful God that you are. Faithful in all things. In all things. Is there anything in our life that you have not seen, that you have not known, that your hand has not touched? Lord, even our sin, you've seen it. You've tasted it. You bled it out. And you have repurposed it.
Yes.
For your purpose. And for your glory.
Thank you, Father. Lord, we just bless you. We bless you.
Amen. It's humbling, Father.
Yeah.
Pray that that humility would become a foundation of our godly character. And Lord, what strength we are given in your spirit. By your truth and in your love, we pray that it would be fully restrained by meekness, humility. This way, we can truly be a blessing. In this way, can we teach?
Yes.
Can we give a blessing to others?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I pray for the area there in Bungoma. Lord, I pray for the local government. Lord, interesting that you would put us in a place to engage again. In even at first with a worldly entity.
Yes.
But I pray that you would be honored in it.
Yes.
And that your glory would be seen in it.
Hallelujah.
Yes. But many of your great work, Lord, we know that there are also principalities and powers at work there.
Mm.
And over the face of the earth.
Mm.
But Lord, let your people overcome.
Yes.
According to your name.
Sidi.
And your will.
Idi Tala Mana Iya.
No longer be any confusion why we have been placed in certain locations for short seasons. Lord, let the veil be torn away.
Yes, Lord.
Let the darkest enemy be exposed.
Idi Pana. Mana, yeah.
Let them shrink away in fear, not because of anything that we have in ourself, but because our mighty God, who is a strong bulwark, who is the rock, stands with us. Rather, we stand with him.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we come in the name of the Lion of Judah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Ada. Yes, Lord Jesus.
At whose roar all enemies will tremble. Yes. Lord, even a reverent fear strikes our own hearts. But Lord, when you come to us and you deal with us, you deal with us as the lamb was slain. You are gentle. Meek. What a mystery, Father. That something so great and so small can represent the vast expanse of your dealings with men.
I think Moses' arms. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just bless you, Lord Jesus. It's fine. Continue to pray, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, bring our brothers back. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. We give you glory.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we know that the words and our thoughts and our meditations are not for ourselves or even for these people alone, but they permeate through the heavens. Lord, for surely all those in history past who have looked into the coming of the sons of God are bending their ear and leaning in to see and to hear and to testify the working out of God's sovereign will.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Father.
Amen.
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 Glad you are back. Okay, yeah. We'll continue. Let me sum up quickly so I don't need to expound anymore. You see the thread, but I'm going to offer some scriptures. We can tie together to see this topic. This topic will be along the line, I would say, I didn't prepare very well, but how we move from Passover to Tabernacles. Hallelujah. The first thing you need to do is pay attention to the requirements of Passover. Without Passover, no Tabernacle at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But what is a Passover? Passover is not merely a Passover for sin and death. Hallelujah, hallelujah, or slavery of man, am I right? Mankind under the evil one. Passover is a Passover into the promised land of sonship. Hallelujah, the glory of God. The inheritance as a holy priest in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, his business.
Amen.
Discipleship. That's what we pass over into in practical terms. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. But if we continue to allow the enemy to plague us, or allow the enemy to produce idols, you know, other gods, you know, in our midst, what will happen? It will hinder us, disqualifies from possessing the things that God ordained as holy only for the Son. Am I right? Hallelujah, set apart only for the Son.
Glory.
So, but this process is more than a process dealing with the sinful nature or our understandings. It has to do with the illumination. Yes. Illumination with God, I said. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not about the gifts, merely. I would say that. Hallelujah. Oh,
amen.
Our zeal and the passion and devotion to God. It's more than that. Because the disciples and the many God in Amen were doing that. Nathaniel was doing that. Joseph was the guy, you know, the righteous rich man, rich ruler, was doing that. Am I? Peter was doing that.
Amen.
John the Baptist was doing that. But still, according to the word of God, they were still in spiritual darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
According to the word of God, in Isaiah 9 said in the beginning, am I right? Yeah. They were in darkness. All mankind has been darkness. Then Paul said, when Christ as the Spirit of God, a sonship, has come, we enter into a liberty that this veil will be taken away. And the glory or the light, the face, the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus will become our light. Am I right? And will be changed.
Amen.
As we look continually into his face, we'll be changed as well. Am I right? Hallelujah. We will become glorious in God's sight. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. More than that, when we turn to his people, what happened? We're like Aaron. Am I right? Hallelujah. We can bless the people of God. How we bless, as I shared, the blessing, the fear of the Lord, the ministry of the Lord is the discipleship. What it means, discipleship? Merely a hierarchy of relationships, who is a teacher, who is students. God forbid us to think like that. Or merely to establish a priesthood without the true substance of light, without the true changes of the heart of man. God forbid us to embrace that. So the true purpose of discipleship or the ministry of a priesthood is that the teaching of the Lord, the wisdom of the Lord, will become a light as a provision for us, as a blessing and a favor, am I right? Upon those who want to receive this blessing. Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But here let's go back to number 6. Hallelujah. 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 25 says, the Lord make his face shine upon you. And this is a blessing over you, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. This peace is not man's peace. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
This peace is God's peace, where sin and death is totally eliminated. Am I right? Eliminated. There's nowhere
to end.
This peace is more than you have good terms with God. You know, God is happy with you, or you're happy with God. This peace is called the rule of the kingdom, that everything that are created have a name, have a place, have a life. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will find its true fulfillment and purpose. Its design, am I right? In the original plan.
Yes.
A rose will bud. An apple tree will bear much fruits. The vineyard will fall of new wine. Am I right? Hallelujah. And the grapes.
Amen.
The river will flow to the dry land. Am I right? The dry land will become good land. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The lion will live with the lamb, or you know, the with the cow. The wolves will carry the lamb. Am I right? Hallelujah. They will lie down with the lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. The children will touch the cobra. Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory.
This is the peace God ordained in the beginning, in Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The whole earth is growing for this liberation. And the sons of God are to introduce this liberation. So in a sense, we are more than reconcilers of creation and reconcile them back to God. We are blessers here, am I right? Speaking of blessing, am I right? You teach them the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Birds want to know the will
Amen.
Of the Lord. Just like angels want to hear the will of the Lord. Am I right? Yeah. Who will do that? God said, yes, my son, you will do that. Angels long to hear what you want to teach, want to say. Because they were meant to hear the things and be transformed, just like you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Making sense? That's the Bible, am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's not fairy tale, am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, when you do this 27, it's very important, in light with what Moses received, the sealing of his sonship through Passover season. Through this season. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they will, what? 27. Hallelujah. When this happened, so what happened? They will put whose name? Hallelujah. Whose name? The Aaron, Emri, and his sons, Emri, put a, see that? Hallelujah. Who put the name? Thee will put my name. Who is doing it? Hallelujah. Who is sealing it? Whose name they were putting on? You baptize your disciples in what name? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Baptism, the water is a Passover. Am I right? Symbol of Passover. Am I right? Oh. Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes.
And if they receive this name, they become people of God. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. And then I will what? Bless them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we bless clear with this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Now, turn back again to Psalms 19. We talk about this teaching of the Lord radiant. It's a light source, am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
A giving light to the eyes. What eyes? Spiritual eyes. You can hear and see and be healed. Am I right? Healed what?
Praise the Lord.
Sinful nature. And be liberated. Liberated from what? The power of death and the sin. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Now in this, it's a picture, because the sun comes to chambers, illuminating the whole creation. Am I right? Hallelujah. It's a picture of God. The sons of God in his kingdom will be what? Jesus said. Hallelujah. Be revealed like what?
Amen.
Come with me. Hallelujah. How they do that? I will show to you how they do that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 13th chapter, Matthew, speaking the seeds, in that he continues the teachings, in 43. Hallelujah. Some said this is angels. Am I shared with you a different understanding? I don't want to challenge their understanding. I said the angels is really a translation. It's a messenger of God. Am I right? I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
Messenger of God. Messenger of God. Spiritual beings carry a message. That's what angels is. I mean, if I carry a revelation to you from God, I'm your angel, in a sense. Am I right? Hallelujah. Oh, better than angels, because I'm a son.
Amen.
Yeah, am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Do we recognize that? Who is more honorable in God's sight, if we really wanted to argue about it? Fred, who is more honorable? Angel?
A son.
A son. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Angel come in his name of the Lord and the Lord Almighty. He come in the name of God. Am I right? I come in the name of my Father. See that difference? Hallelujah. He give you the sovereign plan. He's the sovereign power, the sovereign wisdom. I give you the nature of God, the love of God, the word life of God, the wisdom of God. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The angels cannot rule. He only serve. I teach you all the rule, in a sense, in God's way. Am I right? Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you see the difference? Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Oh, you better get to know that. Because that's our portion. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know you will judge angels? Paul said. Am I right? Hallelujah. The disciples are arrogant people. This is no the gospel. Am I right? No one's in the Father's place.
Amen.
Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
It's a plane. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a plane. Amen. You know? Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Do you see it? You are more than spiritual beings. You are sons of God. That different glory there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
There is many types of eternal life or spiritual life. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That you are yes. going to die. He's going to just die. Or he live on. Tell me, you know, just thinking about it. He's locked out somewhere, will be eternally punished. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He'll be punished if his life ended, you know. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. There is a hell, am I right? Perpetually exists. Glory. Am I right? Hallelujah. Sinners.
Amen.
There. Am I right? Hallelujah. Do we understand that?
Amen.
The sinners, that means the body is dead. Am I right? Hallelujah. The spirit of soul still lock up. Am I right? Somewhere else. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Perpetually being tormented. Am I right? Hallelujah. Being burned in the lake of the fire. Am I right? Hallelujah. That's my gospel.
Yes.
I don't know what else gospel to preach actually. So means they will not die. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
They will have a conscious and awareness of the punishment that tormented upon them, inflict upon them. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh my God. Do we really understand eternal life what it is? The angels has another form of eternal life. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're talking about the miserable souls. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another eternal life. Angels. Am I right? The good angels, the bad angels will be punished accordingly whether they agree with God's plan for the sons of God or not. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. But even so, you have a better life than angels. Am I right? According to God's word. Am I right? Hallelujah. Who is man that you give him a place better than angels? Am I right? Even called as the sons of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the gospel.
Amen.
That means you have a better internal life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You want to die? For sure, because you are like angels, you have a spiritual body, perpetually exists. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that's not all. You have his portion. The portion of the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Ah! What a gospel. What a gospel. What a gospel.
Yes.
And what difficulty that the Jesus and his disciple has to face. Because the Sadducees says there's no resurrection. No angels. They don't even believe that. The Pharisees said, oh no, angels, you know, we need to humble ourselves to listen to angels. That's all we get, in a sense. Am I right? Because according to their understanding, is that Moses received the book from the angels of the Lord. Am I right? Hallelujah. That's the ordinance is subjective. Am I right? Hallelujah. You see?
Hallelujah.
Stephen said, the law was given by angels, ministered by angels. Or Paul said, am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were presenting to the Jews, to the Pharisees, you mean, said, your ministry is a ministry that lowers the angels, you know? You receive this pattern from angels, ministered by angels. But Christ is come as the Son of God, and now he gives you the real ministry. A better glory to angels. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you know the lie? Yes. Now listen. Let me read 13th chapter. Hallelujah. Let's read this.
Amen.
In 14 now. As the weed are pulled up and burned, the fire, so it will be end. What? The end of the age. The word end of the age often time relate to what? Hallelujah, to time frame. Am I right? It's true, it is time frame will happen. But the end of the age is talking about summing up man's life. Am I right? The man's age is over. Am I right? Hallelujah. It's done away with. You know?
Yes.
But you are the firstborn in with this creation into the next creation, which is Christ. Am I right? Hallelujah. Amen. He says you're not confined by this age. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm making sense. You're not confined by this time frame that ordained for the world to subject. You're not subject to that power or that ordinances. You're saved into the kingdom. A higher order, am I right? A perpetual order.
Yes.
Do you understand my point in this, brothers and sisters?
Yes, really.
In this age, holy works, it will work accordingly to you. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not, however, confined with the timeline of a human history, but concerning the spiritual process that whole creation is redeemed, whole son is being received into the kingdom. Am I right? Establish the kingdom. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. There is also a higher ordinances, and Paul used the word called the pattern of the spiritual life in Christ Jesus. Am I right? The law.
Amen.
Of a spiritual life. Not Moses' law, not more a law to dominate or rule or judge human nature. Am I right? The sinful nature of man.
Yes. Amen.
That rule this world. Hallelujah. Where the devil has a handle over it. Am I right? He's the ruler of this. You know, use this to rule the world. God will allow it. But a higher law, that's the law through the covenant, internal covenant, the sonship. Am I right? Hallelujah, we expounded that.
Yes.
A law of life, not a law of death. But there is a law. There is also ordinances that need to be revealed, yielded, exhorted, honored, and rightly to work it out. Am I right? Hallelujah. Or else,
yes. Amen.
It shall be called a lawlessness. What? It shall be called what? Lawlessness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How we do that individually, we subject to the teaching of the Spirit of God. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then,
amen.
As a body of Christ, we yield to the governance of his kingdom. Am I right? Under the order of Melchizedek. Then how we bless, how we increase and expansion or assume the right business of this government. No government exists without service. Am I right? All government
yes.
to maintain order, maintain a justice, serve the benefits of its subjects. Am I right? That's all government exists
yes.
for. Then who are you to govern? Angels, creation, visible and invisible, principality, titles, whatever names can be named. Am I right? Title can be given. Am I right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are with Christ. You are the bride, the partner, the helper with his covenant. Am I right? You are to rule on his behalf. In what capacity? As co-workers with the what? With God through Christ Jesus. Oh my God, what a gospel.
Thank you, Lord.
What a gospel. The whole creation is in my hand, God said. Am I right? I give to my son. He said, am I right? Huh? He said that, huh? All things are given to me, am I right? From the Father, am I right? Now I give
Glory.
To you, he said. Hallelujah. Yeah, you go ahead. Teach others this way. Am I right? Hallelujah. Never
Amen.
Was a religion. Am I right? Never was a man
yes.
to be a religion. Man never was a man merely a consolation of broken hearts. Am I right? The thing of the evil things of the world. A remedy of those things. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes, he
Amen.
Will help. He will show compassion and he will be sorrowful. He suffered. In his heart, but the plight of mankind. Am I right? Hallelujah. But
Amen.
He has a glorious hope, the eternal hope. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That no pain, no sickness, no sorrow will touch. the internal peace of joy will be ours in Christ Jesus. And in this, he said, let me teach you of my Father. Let me tell you his heart, his plan. Let me equip you. Let me invite you to be my helpers, to serve with me on my side, so this world, this creation, can know God as more than the Savior, but the one who loved them. You know, he will glorify them all in all. Am I right? He will fill all in all.
Amen.
What a wonderful calling. Is there a better calling than this? And like a fairy tale, am I right? But you know, man's a fairy tale, full of smart ideas, good imaginations, am I right? But they can't believe the true gospel. We will believe those things. We entertain those things. Am I right? We write sublime, wonderful things. Produce movies, you know, novels. But we can't believe the real gospel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The gospel is not a fantasy. It's a truth. Approved by the Lord raised up from the dead. Proved by the supernatural power exercised. When we believe, am I right? Even through our services and gifts. From this place, we say, yes, and amen. Lord, all your promises and your calling be true to us, Lord. It's easy, you see. If from this place it's easy for us to forego the things that entangle us. Why? Because we have the better deal, rather. The best deal, am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
In terms of God. God's favor and benefit. Let's go on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In 41, 13th chapter of Matthew, says, the Son of Man will send out his angels, his messengers. Am I right? Hallelujah. I said, who is his messengers? The sons of God, the brothers with him. Am I right? Hallelujah. Sir unto God.
Yeah.
Believe me when I say this. It's true. That means discipleship. He sent out the disciples. Am I right? Hallelujah. Cross age of man. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's more than the last time. Because he comes, it becomes the last of ages. Am I right? Hallelujah. Man's age is all coming up. There will be a climax or consummation of the manifesting in the end of time. But here talking about a ministry from heaven. Hallelujah. In this age, in this time, Hebrew the book said, he did not teach us through the prophets anymore. Am I right? Or other ways.
Amen.
He teaches us through whom? The Son of God. That's the age. Am I right? Hallelujah. Speaking teaching.
Yes.
Speaking discipleship. Again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You see it. Yes. 41. Do not be confused, brothers, sisters. Because I'm speaking the truth. Hallelujah. Do you see that?
Yes.
The truth here is speaking the sons of God. Said 37 said what? The one who saw the good seed is the Son of Man. Am I right? The field of the world, the good seed stand for the sons of the kingdom. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The ways of the evil one and the enemy who saw them are the devil. Am I right? The harvest is the end of the age. Am I right? The harvesters
yes.
what? Are angels. Is that not the Lord said, send us harvesters? Make you harvesters? Can you harvest the man's soul for me? Basically, am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Are we talking about the truth or not? Hallelujah. You know this story, am I right? Read on John 4. You will know that. Pray to God, send harvesters. So how we harvest? Harvest by sowing the seed. Make it multiply. The same pattern of teaching. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Become a sower and a reaper in the house of the Lord. Am I right? In, on the field of the Lord. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you see it? So, when man's doctrine are messed up, their translation will mess it up. I'm sorry. They're misleading. Sorry to see that. But you see this whole thing about our discipleship. talking about we that the prophet, the kings long to see, yet not able to see it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he is teaching them with the parables. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And many are not willing to learn, not aware of what he truly intended to unfold. Am I right? Hallelujah. To bless.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Do you see it? Hallelujah. Do you see it?
Amen.
So, the Solomon will send up his messengers. Am I right? Let's read this. Am
Hallelujah.
His messengers. Am I right? The messengers. Amen. They will weed out his kingdom, everything that causes sin and all who do evil. Is that not the same grant of authority power to the early apostle said, whoever you shot, what? It will be shut out in heaven. Am I right? Hallelujah, in the sense.
Amen.
You open, will be open in heaven as well. Am I right? Hallelujah. Speaking of what contest,
yes.
They are priests to examine the righteous sacrifice. Am I right? Hallelujah. Which is
Amen.
Clean, which is not clean. The same thing here. Like a farmer goes to the land. Who is a clean? Who is a clean soul from the Lord? I give to the Lord. Like Aaron and his son did in the beginning. Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
I will put the Lord's name upon him. I will baptize him into my God. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You see that? The ministry of discipleship serves speaking about. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't tell me you don't have the power over things caused sin and what? And evil. And those who do evil. Am I right? That's your
yes.
sin to undo the work of what? Hallelujah. What the son sent for? Undo the work of what? The devil. Am I right? Yeah. That's not overarching statement. You see, it becomes a challenge because the context of our understanding is somehow skewed, you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But here, talking about the sons of God, brothers and sisters, they will throw out them into fiery furnace where they will be what? Weeping and gnashing teeth. Am I right? Then the righteous.
Amen.
Then what? The righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Will shine like the sun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the kingdom of what? Their father, hallelujah. Not merely their God, am I? Angels cannot call them father, am I? Hallelujah. Yes. Who have ears, let me hear. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now by saying this, this light when it comes, I'm going to read another two scriptures, then we end up the whole conversation here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Turn with me. I'm just going to do some reading. Three scriptures and then finish the conversation. May the light, the face of the Lord, be your portion today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians 15. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1:15, I'm sorry. Ephesians 1:15. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tim, can you read for us 15 to 23? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hmm.
Yeah, Ephesians 1:15.
Yeah.
For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. One designator. What? One name. God, am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
The second one.
The glorious Father.
Hallelujah. The second one.
Yes.
Yes, the Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes.
May give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
So the three in one, am I right? In one purpose towards you.
Amen.
In their individual capacities or roles, am I right? To function together with one purpose to make you to become a son of God, to be taught by the Father, am I right? by God, as you say. Am I? Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is how it works. Paul understands, he says that. Hallelujah, go ahead. Hallelujah.
So that you may know him better, I pray also that the eyes of your heart...
The eyes, let those who have what? Ears, I'm here. Let those who have our eyes to see. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The eyes
Amen.
Of heart. Maybe what? Let me expound on this. Enlightened. The word enlightened here, I shared it before, in other translation, it being illuminated like a light flood into the dark room, okay? Hallelujah, like a dawning of the new day. Hallelujah. Mm. That's what it means. A light
Amen.
Flooding. Hallelujah. Do you see the light flooding somewhere? Suddenly a light is illuminated open. Hallelujah. You just see everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So
Hallelujah.
This is the glory of the Father. Am I right? So what the glory is speaking, Paul speaking, through the wisdom and understanding. Am I right? Hallelujah. So he used a physical picture pertaining to our physical senses to describe a spiritual dynamic pertaining to our spiritual senses. Am I right? Hallelujah. As an interaction thereof, hallelujah. The sun, the light source.
Amen.
And then you with the eye to see in the natural. Am I right? Hallelujah. In the dark place, now you have a light. Suddenly, light flooding in. You can see everything. You can see everything. Doesn't mean you're familiar with everything. You can handle everything. Hallelujah. But you have to be able to see.
Yes.
You want to walk, to move around, you want to handle. Am I right? Hallelujah. That's the first.
Yes.
It has to open up for you. Parallel to the spiritual dynamic, where is, who is the glorious one? The glorious Father. Now, who is you? You are the Son. You see, you are not able to be a Son without this light. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But when you enter this light, you know how to be a Son. And what then is a light in this designation? It's his wisdom and understanding through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Am I right? Hallelujah. And who going to minister
Amen.
That? Hallelujah. Who going to minister that?
Amen.
Christ Jesus in the heavens. Amen. But here's Paul. Carry the gospel. Am I right? Carry the teachings.
Yes.
Waiting eagerly for this church to come to a place to have fellowship with him in the wisdom of the Lord. Am I right? The wisdom of the Lord
Amen.
Is his light. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. See that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Yeah.
Do we know? Do we know that man should not live on bread alone, but shall live by what? Every word proceed out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tim. Have a little.
That the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints,
in the Holy One,
and his incomparably great power for us who believe.
Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Yeah.
That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms.
Hallelujah.
Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given.
So this incompatible great power is for you, for us, am I right? Who believe.
Yes.
Oh my God, do you see it? This is the gospel. Mm-hmm. Clear recorded in the book. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, brother. Yes.
Not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church,
which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'll read a little bit, another portion, then sum up. Hallelujah. I'm excited, brothers, sisters. I think God is doing some very unique things this season. And it should be so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Turn with me. In 3 chapter 4, 2 Corinthians, I'm going to read. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll just read something.
Amen.
Sum up. Hallelujah. Now, if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory, so that its light cannot look steadily at the face of Moses because his glory, fitting though it was, will not the ministry of the Spirit be more glorious, even more glorious? If the ministry that condemns man is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? The righteousness in God. Am I right? Righteousness is the kingdom of God. For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory. And if you were fading away, came with the glory, how much greater is the glory that which lasts forever and ever increasing? Therefore, since we have such a hope, a hope of glory, we are very bold. We're not like Moses, who put a veil over his face to keep the Israelites from gazing at it while the radiance, hallelujah, was fading away.
Amen.
But their mind was made dull. For to this day, the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. To the Jews, am I right? Most of the time, their teachings.
Amen.
Even John the Baptist, am I right? Their teachings.
Yes.
He has not been removed because only in Christ is it taken away. This anointed one, hallelujah.
Amen.
The anointing, am I right? Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Even to this day, when Moses read, a veil covers their heart. But whenever anyone turned to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a freedom. Not freedom about our natural constraints of life. Am I right? Natural growing of life.
Hallelujah.
The real freedom in God's pattern, in God's hope, am I right? With God's feature, am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is in Christ Jesus, am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we who with unveiled faces, hallelujah, who? Not only one person,
glory.
Christ, or we, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
We with unveiled faces. You better than Moses, man, am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And reflecting the Lord's glory. Hallelujah. You better than Aaron. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes. I've been transformed. Still with this going on, doesn't mean it's ended. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see that? You're still going on with some going on transformation here. I've been transformed. Let me say something. If this glory, this wisdom, this Spirit is not upon you, can you be transformed? Impossible. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The will still covers you.
Yep.
You can see. But if this is taken away, well, you meant to be launched onto a journey of transformation. This is what Paul is speaking. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So
Amen.
Then what is the glory of God upon the face of this believer? Who believes and receives the Spirit. Oh, the wisdom, the teaching, the spiritual, the anointing will teach you all things. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And this light, or this glory, this teaching is introduced by whom? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Paul said, I'm my ministry. Am I right? The ministry given to me. Am I right? Not by my competence, but the competence given by God. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Far from it for us to validate or exhort our own ministry here. But I want to say to you, let us see. Let us participate. Let's move forward with the real deal. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
We all are being continually transformed. But let's see. We know the glory. Am I right? Paul was not perfect this day.
Yes.
Peter was not perfect in the beginning. But they know the gospel. As he launched into a place, God said, carry my gospel, disciple others. Am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. You agree with me on this. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Now the Lord is a spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is a freedom. And we with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with the ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is a spirit. Therefore, because this is going to happen through his ministry, am I right? Through his discipleship, am I right? Hallelujah. So Paul says, through God's mercy, we have this ministry, am I right? Hallelujah. We have this ministry.
Amen.
We have renounced secret shameful ways. We don't use deception, nor do we distort the word of God, the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth, plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is willed, it's willed to those who are perishing. He's very blunt, am I right? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's willed to those who are perishing. The God of this age, and there's a reason. The God of this age have blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they can see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. Oh my God, who is the image of God. We do not preach ourselves, but Christ as the Lord. Jesus Christ as the Lord. And ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God who said, let the light shine in darkness, may this light shine in our hearts, to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Let's see it again. To give us what? The light of the knowledge of what? Light, knowledge. Am I right? Hallelujah. Transition. Am I right? Hallelujah. But
amen.
There is substance. What is substance? The glory of God. In what fashion? In the face of Christ Jesus. This is our ministry, Paul said. Am I right? We have this ministry.
Yes.
We have this ministry. Hallelujah. Paul said what?
Amen.
We have this ministry. And this ministry is a prophesied a long time ago. Will be the ministry of the host of the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Isaiah.
Amen.
How we have this light. How we help people walk in this light. If we fulfill it, the discipleship the Lord ordained. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In 2:2 of Isaiah, let me read, then sum up. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established. As a chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills and all nations. All peoples will stream to it. Many peoples will come to say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the Lord of Jacob, to the God of Jacob, He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and settle disputes for many peoples. He will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, O horse of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, you are a light. Jesus Christ, upon your face we see the glory. Thank you, you make us believe the gospel that we can become sons of God through you. Surely we thank you for the blood that have passed over us, so death and sin has no hold on us. And the ruler of this age, his will, his hindrance, his blinder has been taken away. The power of darkness is undone. Thank you, however, Lord, that the inheritance, the promise, the perpetual glory will become our portion, our joy, and even our service, Lord. It's not a labor of a sweat and sorrow. It's a worship with joy and dancing. It's not ministry with meticulous details, Lord, as if we will die any moment. It's a going forth of your sons with the confidence and the blessing. More than that, you will not abandon us, but your word said you will be with us till the end of this age. And to be with us, exhort us upon your right hand, Lord, to the ages to come. Oh Lord, what is man that you are mindful of him and give him such a place? We ask you to help each one of us now, humble us to a place that we know that we need you, Lord, but also encourage us to a place that we know you know us. And you will have a place in Christ Jesus for us as your holy ones, Lord. So continue to help us in every way to be good servants, good messengers, good light bearers for your word, for your truth, for your ways, Lord. And provide our needs, Lord. Many other losses in our lives, Lord. Some are grievous losses. The loss of little ones, Lord. With Joseph, recently with Janet. Many in my past, Lord, little ones are lost. What a pain and sorrow to us as a parents, Lord. But Lord, life, all lives, in your hand, Lord. Our life is in your hand. And we know their lives in your hand. And we pray, however, because life is not end to itself in you. It's a launching pad to the glory and the blessing you reserve for us. So we pray for whether we are here or not here, in body or out of body. We pray for all those spirit-filled lives found a favor in you, be blessed by you. Even so, as we are still in this world, Lord Jesus, would you pray the same prayer you give to the disciples before your departure? And give us some glory, Lord. Glorify us, sanctify us with the word of your glory, Lord. The wisdom of the Father. In this we thank you for making us one body under your headship. Seal us now with your name by applying the blood of the Lamb of God, our precious Lord, in whose name we bless each other, but above all we worship you, Lord, and give thanks to you. In this we bless you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Hey.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Come back to you, Moses. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Father. My brothers and sisters are here on their knees.
Oh, wow.
Seeing the Father, you know, coming right down to minutes of their hearts. This is, I see Brother Joseph is saying, this is the right meat at the right time.
Hallelujah.
Brother Joseph, you have him. Before please. We proceed.
Yes, please.
Brother, you are really a servant of the Lord, and this morning the scriptures you have just read, the two of them in Isaiah, I read them this morning, and the Lord, you know, moved my heart for some time just to read and to take time to understand.
Na roho ni mchumbe wa Mungu na roho anaishi anakaa ndani mwetu sasa sisi ni kama tumeweza kuumbwa kwa mfano wa Mungu.
Today I want to tell you, brother, that I am more than blessed, a blessed man of God, even reading new things right from the word you shared, you have shared in my life, you have changed me.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless you, brother.
Yeah.
Indeed, you are a true vessel. My wife and I has not been sleeping. We have just been putting you before the Lord. When you see that, you can confirm that in your spirit that Joseph and the family are praying for you.
Oh, bless you, brother. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes.
My brother Moses told me, I really cried before the Lord and say, let this man of God be free, and I now declare that freedom in your life.
Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And the way you are, my brother, that's how God wants you to be. He don't want you to be any identity of anybody. But you want to be a heavenly citizen as we are today.
Hallelujah. Yes. Didi Alaba. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
We are the heavenly citizen. This computer and they are called the shop. So it's like we are going off in the next 2 minutes.
Okay. Hallelujah. Oh wow.
I wish brother Moses, we have a lot to discuss. I don't know if you can find time during the week.
Okay.
But let me speak on behalf of my brothers. My brothers, just salute Brother Emmanuel.
Hallelujah. Blessings, blessings, brothers and sisters. Yes. We bless you, Tim and Brad and I. I think everybody here, you know, so rejoice with the thing that God is doing in your midst. So, bless the Lord.
Amen.
Now, we want a special blessing for those who are first here, brothers, sisters, I think most brothers. Welcome here again, and hope you're blessed as we are blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Moses, if anybody has some revelation, vision, dream, stuff like that, you know, if you can, take some time to record them, you know, or have brother, sister write it down a little bit. I would like to hear them and read them, whatever, so even share them. So, hallelujah, hallelujah. I think they're out. So. Hallelujah. Is that